Two more Milwaukee police officers who were wounded with firearms bought at Badger Guns in West Milwaukee have filed civil lawsuits against the store. A similar case was brought by two other officers in October. The injured officers claim the guns were purchased by people on behalf of others who couldn't own a gun, a so-called straw purchase that would be illegal. An early question for the two Milwaukee judges assigned the cases may be whether a 2005 federal law protects gun stores from civil lawsuits. Daniel Weiss is an attorney with the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence, a national group that's helping file the cases. Weiss says the legislation does not apply when gun dealers break other laws.
And that's what we have here. The case alleges that Badger Guns violated federal law when they sold the guns. That puts them on notice. That allows them to be held accountable.
But Jim Fendry of the Wisconsin pro-gun movement contends the Milwaukee courts will shoot down the local cases. Fendry says Badger Guns did nothing wrong, despite the police officer's contention that a store clerk allowed a straw buyer to change an answer on a form, an answer that would have blocked the gun sale.
It's not reasonable. I would tend to think if, in fact, something like this took place, it was simply a minor error, which is commonly done in every gun shop everywhere in the nation.
The anti-gun groups say Badger Guns is a public nuisance that needs to change its ways. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.